Welcome to Bar Top Review, Episode 4.
I drink beer, it ain't free. Mr. Beer, what the hell are you doing to me? My friends are here every night. If I don't have tap runs true, so I can have one or two.
Welcome to Bar Top Review, Episode 4, featuring Hilltop Bar in Shelby Township, Michigan, and Jake O'Malley's Irish Pub in Washington, Michigan. I'm Nick, your host. I'm here with Dennis and our executive producer, Matt.
Good afternoon.
How are we doing today?
Or is it morning?
Good afternoon.
It is afternoon.
Good evening and good night.
The sun's out a little bit.
Kind of.
So-so. We'll take it.
Well, yeah. If that's a sun, we're in trouble.
Yeah, it's brighter sky from this perspective, anyway.
We're in a rough state right here in Michigan right now. It's weird. I'm going to get sick next week probably because it's 40 degrees out right now. And
with that, I'm going to scoot my chair away from you. I'm
not happy about it. So, anyways, Dennis, how are we doing today? Anything exciting going on in your life right now?
Nope.
What a question.
That's a big nope.
Alrighty.
Let's talk about your life. No.
Matt, how about you?
gosh, let's see. It's wrestling season. It's
you're a wrestler?
No.
What's your stage name?
Executive Gosh. Producer, Matt.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I go out on the in the cage with a tie, and it's my secret weapon.
And he wrestles midgets.
Oh, man. I tell you what.
All right.
I don't know if you guys have watched that midget wrestling show, but it is awesome. And I don't know if little people wrestling, is that better?
Yeah.
It's probably more.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. It's awesome. I've been watching it. It is great. Ooh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
It's on Discovery Channel. I recommend it 100%. It's great.
There were no paid sponsorships or anything from the Discovery Channel, or I think they're part of Universal Media.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. Regardless, it's a good show. So I don't know.
Yeah, pretty decent show. Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad. Anyways, we're here at Bar Top Review today in the studio, the big old stew we're in. We don't have a name yet for it, but we're going to call it.
Isn't there
a
number or a letter above the door there somewhere?
Studio A, star A.
Yeah, we're in Studio A.
Sunrise Studio, the windows face to the east.
Yeah. That's what it'll be.
Sunrise
Studio. Oh, yeah, sure.
For now, there we go. It's known as Sunrise Studio.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Sunrise Studio it is. And we're here in the Bar Top, doing Bar Top Review. Before we start doing any reviews or anything like that, I do have a bunch of trivia for you guys. Because I said I'm going to start doing this more because I think it actually is entertaining for me to know if you guys have the answers or not. I did 10 today, so we'll see where we're at. So let me pull that up real quick. Hold on one second here. All right.
How long? I need to get some elevator music for when you're pulling stuff up.
It won't take that long. It won't take that long. There's only 10 questions.
Holy smoke.
Well, maybe we do 5 now and 5 later. I don't know. We'll see where we're at.
Stay tuned next week for the actual review.
So, first question. First introduced in 1933, Clydesdale horses have been famously advertised in association with which Anheuser-Busch brand?
Budweiser.
That's correct. Wow, you guys are so smart.
Bing! Wait, I might have a sound for that.
1 point each.
Oh boy, what do we win?
Shot at the bar later.
Wow, there we go.
Was that a bing?
Do you like that? That's our bing.
Yeah, I like that. All right. We're learning here, ladies and gentlemen.
And we may be in a submarine.
No, it sounds like a heart monitor.
All right. Question number two. Which yeast byproduct makes beer bubbly?
Yeast byproduct.
Mm-hmm. CO2?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You had to use the special term, huh?
Right.
Yeah, with my degree and everything.
He's good with that periodic table.
Mm-hmm. Okay, question number three. Wow, you guys are so smart.
Oh,
I underestimated you guys.
The periodic thing, that's a different yeast, but we'll go different direction with that.
Shit. Oh, my gosh.
Dublin St. James Gate is name of is the name Dublin's St. James Gate is the name of the primary brewery of what Harp logo brand?
Oh, the letters are in red.
Here's the
you know what I'm talking. Okay,
it is a stout beer.
Shoot.
Killian's.
Good answer. That's not a stout beer, but.
Wait, no. Not Guinness.
It is Guinness.
Oh,
Guinness
letters
is
are
the answer.
Shoot. I was thinking of a different. Never mind.
You threw me off when you said letters were in red.
Okay. Never mind.
Yep. It is Guinness. It's the Harp logo. That's 0 points for both of you on that one. Well, I guess I'll give it to you for that one. You answered. Well, yeah, I'll give it to you.
Thanks.
Well, yeah. He answered it.
Answered it correctly.
But he also said a red logo, which
is called the bluff.
Guinness doesn't have a red logo.
Did you play poker and bluffed it?
I know. All right.
The oldest still operating brewery in the world has been producing alcoholic beverages since 1040. Where is this place located?
On Earth.
In Germany.
Germany is the answer. Correct. Wow. 3-3. Look at you guys go. I didn't think you'd get that one, actually. that was the hard one.
Huh.
Well, dang. All right. Well, let's see.
Well, I helped build it, so.
Heineken owns the parent company of what beer? This was a surprise to me, actually, when I looked it up. But
Heineken?
Yeah, Heineken.
Owns the parent company.
To what beer company?
So Heineken, wait, does that even make sense? Heineken owns the parent company of another beer.
Yep.
So Heineken
bought this company of that beer.
Yes. And then that beer.
I'd love for people to fact check me on this one, but... This was actually.
Oh, I plan to.
Something I looked at. So.
Milwaukee's best.
That's a good answer. Matt, what do you got?
But you're talking about the company, right?
No, Heineken owns the parent company of what beer?
So we're asking for
so
the
they,
beer.
They okay, actually right. own they actually own the parent company that. Bruises.
Okay.
Beer. Let's put it that way.
Bush.
No. Dos Equis.
Wow.
Which I thought was pretty interesting. I didn't.
Dos Equis. Huh.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
I think I said it right. Maybe you didn't.
Dos Equis.
All right. Where are we at here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, that was 5. Cool. All right. We're good.
Yeah.
We're doing good on time here. This is a good one. Sati, a style of farmhouse ale filtered through juniper twigs, is a traditional beer from what Nordic country?
Sweden.
Norway.
Finland.
Oh, Finland's right next door. They're neighbors.
Well, three of them are right next to each other, aren't they?
I know.
That was an interesting.
It's So who won?
We're not there yet.
Oh.
We got four more. But we got really? We're good on time
no.
right now.
Oh, yeah. No. I was just, I thought you answered. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good on time. We're good on time. We'll stick to that for now. Okay. So what fictional beverage do the characters in Harry Potter drink when they visit places like the Three Broomsticks and the Hogsheed Pub?
Butterbeer.
Yes.
It is butterbeer. Butterbeer is the answer. That is a great answer.
Well, it's because my daughter is a Harry Potter.
Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, we'll say fan.
Yeah, freak would be more of the correct term. But what two-word Belgium-style wit beer is brewed by Miller Coors Company?
What's a wit beer?
It is a white beer.
A wit beer
yeah,
is
I
a white beer.
I looked that up because okay. I figured that question would come.
Blue Moon?
You didn't let me finish the song.
The song?
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, Miller sorry.
Company and shares its name with a doo-wop song.
Can I answer now?
You
Blue
can
Moon.
Answer.
Blue Moon?
Yes, it is Blue Moon. I added the doo-wop song. You know, that's kind of a cool... Okay. Both
how,
you
guys how is that? How is that part of it? When? Where is it...
What now?
How is the doo-wop song part of it?
Because there's a
song... Is that
song...
like Hanson doo-wop?
No. There's... I didn't put the
Blue
artist...
Moon.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Oh. All right. Never mind.
Yeah.
Gosh, I feel dumb now.
Yep. Blue Moon, the song. I should have put an artist down that way. Could have looked it up, but it's fine. During what month is the typical start date of the famed German beer festival, Oktoberfest?
September.
It is September.
Ha ha.
Which is dumb in my opinion because it's Oktoberfest. Why wouldn't you start it in October and just go through November?
What does Oktoberfest mean? Is there a meaning for it, maybe?
I didn't look that up. Maybe we can fact check that question, but
look,
I didn't look that one up.
Up Oktoberfest. Got it.
Yep.
All right.
All right. So this is the last question. Looks like Dennis is up by one.
Joe.
So we'll see you here. I don't have a tiebreaker, so you guys just tie if you get it. But
paper, rock, scissors.
Yeah. All right, what venomous drink popular in the UK is made of equal parts cider and lager?
I don't know.
Popular in the UK.
Take a guess.
Did it originate in the UK?
It just says it's popular in the UK. It didn't originate in the UK. Now
dragon's milk.
Here's
dark
a hint.
Dark and tan. White and
in
tan.
The U.S. I know this as a shot, not even a drink like this. So that's something that I learned today.
I don't know. You got me.
It is the answer. You want me to give you the answer? You got one more.
I want to phone a friend.
You can't. We don't do that. The answer is snake bite, which I...
You know what's funny is I was actually going to... I was going to just throw that out there because it seemed...
It's venomous. Yeah. I know it as Yukon Jack and lime juice. That's a snake bite in terms of what
that
I drink
sense.
Is a shot. But apparently that's a UK thing is cider and lager is a snake bite. So you learn something new every day, you know?
Cider and lager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something new to try.
There you go.
All right.
With that being said, let's head on to our segment one, Hilltop Bar in Shelby Township, Michigan. We've recently went there. We've been there a couple times, I guess, since they remodeled and redid everything.
Yeah. I was there before that many, many years ago.
Many moons ago.
Many moons ago.
Matt, you have a question.
Where's Shelby Township, Michigan?
It's on your hand somewhere. If you just point.
It's
to
right
spot.
Right here.
There.
Right there.
Yeah, so it's just north of Detroit area.
About 25, 30 minutes north of Detroit. because in Michigan, we measure distance by time.
And by where Detroit is.
Correct.
north of Sterling Heights and...
just north of Sterling Heights, and it's about 30
east of
minutes
Rochester.
Yeah.
There you go. That's probably good. That's good enough.
Yeah. And drop my pen. hang on 1 second.
They have medication for that, you know.
So when it comes to Hilltop Bar, first impression of the outside, especially of the remodel that they had, looks great. It looks like a cool bar that you would just go to. The outside is very nice. The color's good. I think it kind of draws your attention too. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it looks really good. They did a really good job on figuring out. They raised the roof on it, so the inside, the ceiling is high. When I went there a long time ago, I mean, it was just a little tiny place. I mean, it was your average little town, nothing kind of bar that just served beers and shots kind of thing. Because when I went there a long time ago, there wasn't a whole lot in Shelby. So
when you went there before, obviously the aesthetic was different, but was it a popular place for people, or was it like, was there more popular places around there, or was it?
Well, there was a couple bars there. There was one across the street,
which is no longer there.
It's no longer there, but that was a place that my dad took me to when I was a kid.
What a weird time you lived in, huh? It's crazy.
Yeah.
That seems to come up on every single episode we do. Yeah, my dad took me there when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was a country tavern. It was a pretty cool place, too. I mean, but, you know, it wasn't right across the street. You know, it was a little bit
kitty corner
in the same general area. But, Hilltop Bar stood the test of time. And the owner did a good job remodeling it. And it's ready for a new generation. Technically, what he's done to it is definitely opened it up for, you know, new clientele.
Yeah, I actually think I would agree. I think that people of any age can go there and feel really comfortable now because of the way it looks. It's very modernized on the inside, but it's very still and old school too at the same time.
Yeah, it's not too modernized. It definitely is a place that when you go there, you'll say, yeah, I'd come here again.
It's very good mix. And from what I understand, they do funeral luncheons and things like that too, from talking to the guy.
Yeah, so it's not a huge place. I mean, there's not, I don't know how many it holds, 80
I didn't look at the, yeah, like I didn't look at the total, but it's probably maybe 100 at most. It's
not huge. And when he remodeled, he actually added a small kitchen on it. So now they actually serve some food, which we actually tasted when we went there.
We did get a good sample size of their food. We'll get to that in a minute, but first impression, you pull into the place, it's very modernized on the outside. You get excited about it because you're like, okay, this is a cool bar. You walk in, it's very nice. The ceilings are high, which originally, based on the pictures that are showing in the corner screen, they show the old style bar, and it looks way better now.
The only thing that I think is when you walk in the front entrance, there's a door in front of you, and then there's a door on the right. And you have to kind of look real quick to see that it says entrance. And it's like one of those gold entrance that you stick on the door. He could do something better with that to make it,
Is it like a short vestibule that's right there?
Yeah, it's a little basically, yeah, an entrance, a foyer. And, yeah, he could do a little bit better to make that more inviting.
Yeah, the main entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
So.
That could have been changed for sure.
Yeah. But then when you walk in, I mean, it's really nice atmosphere. I mean, if you're looking for just a small bar to go to, get a few drinks, have a little bar food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good place to go to. You know, it's pretty generally located for a lot of areas.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at least in Michigan, right? But I would say service is good based on what we've had, but he's by himself for the most part.
In the first part of the day, it's the owner is actually the bartender,
mm-hmm.
server, the manager, the server.
Yeah, when it comes to small town bar, this is a small town bar in reality. Like that's kind of the whole thing of it. But
he does have an evening staff, and we haven't really been there in the evening. Mm-hmm. So,
but he seems to be doing a good job in terms of taking care of customers by himself. He's really personable guy too. So he'll have a conversation with you. He'll talk to you about the bar.
You ask him any question, he'll give you all kinds of answers and stories. And I mean, he's really good at that. But, yeah, you can tell that he's got a, regular clientele that comes in there, you know. One side of the bar has usually got four or five people that, you know, he knows mm-hmm. personally.
For sure.
So.
Yep. And it's a lot of people that live around the area, too. You can mm-hmm. tell because the one lady we were sitting next to, she lived across the street or whatever. Yeah. She said she goes there a lot or whatever. But so you can tell that it's a big regular spot. But I'm glad that they started food there because it was pretty good food. And he said that originally he's a bar first and food second, but I think his food's pretty good. So yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things where
there's like 10 items on a menu, maybe 12, something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it's basically burgers, wings, fries, that kind of stuff. And, you know, we had the burger, wings, and fries. They were all pretty good.
Yeah, they're all pretty good. The only thing that I would say that is a negative about their fries is I don't like that style of fry they have, but that's opinion.
They should offer a couple different fries, mm-hmm. you know, because those fries were the ones that had the, potato starch on them.
Yeah, yeah.
They should order. You should be able to get just regular fries.
Yeah, like a shoestring fry is what I like. Now, again, and it's my opinion. A lot of people do like that style fry, so I get it.
Yeah.
And maybe he tested it because remember the first time we went there, we had a few beers, but he brought us a couple wings to try, just to test, and they were great. So maybe the people tested those fries and liked those better, and that's why he chose them. I don't know. You know, that's a question for us to ask next time maybe, but the only thing that I think's weird about that place is if you have a fryer, why not offer more fried stuff like mozzarella sticks and things like that? Like, it's a fried food, right? So it can stay in the freezer and mm-hmm. it's not like it's a, you know, he talked about being fresh and wants fresh food, but those fries are not fresh. You know, those are definitely from a bag and, you know. So why not just have mozzarella sticks or jalapeno poppers that you can pull out of the bag for later at night? You know what I mean? He said he wants the kitchen closed by 9 at the latest.
I think 8:30
the last order or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, call it 9 at the latest, right? I think having some fried stuff like that would make sense in that place like that because that's the kind of food you're probably going to buy when you go there. But
yeah. Poppers and things like that.
Yeah.
Things that people will just order to snack on. Sorry that you weren't involved in going to this place, Matt.
No, you're fine. But I'm looking at, so is the menu, is it literally
one page, front side only.
Okay. Yep. So I'm I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 items on here.
Yep.
And it looks, and you said he's trying to keep everything fresh. I mean,
that was what he was pointing out. Yeah.
All right.
Yep. And he's the owner slash bartender slash server, bar, you know,
manager,
everything.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Right.
So he was the guy that we were talking to the first time we went in there. And then the second time, he was the same guy. It was probably right around the same time of day we went anyway.
Sorry.
It's nice and clear.
That's fine.
Yeah, hold that a little
closer to the mic. This podcast is meant for that, so it's fine. It actually makes more sense.
That's right.
We should be cracking beers the whole time.
That was Matt, by the way.
So, yeah.
You know, and that's – see, that's interesting because and I don't agree – or I don't disagree with the – you know, quick fried food stuff, but that's the piece of it is if he's trying to keep things fresh, that may not be his go-to. And if his clients, if they know they can go there and get fresh burger or whatever it is, I'm curious because, what's it say? Free range chicken breast. You know, obviously in the description, it's representative of that, but
yeah, he told us to next time we try that. Because he said it's really good. But I'll tell you what, his burger
is that the chicken sandwich that you're talking about?
Yeah.
His burger was phenomenal.
So I'm wondering if there's other quick foods that you couldn't that he couldn't do that would be still reflective of what he's trying to accomplish there with fresh with. To me, it's like it looks like clean eating. So
yeah, I mean, as clean as you're going to get it as a bar, right?
Like, yep.
And his wings are incredible. They're really
good.
That's
awesome.
The seasoning on the wings, they give you seasoning. The crisp of the wing is great. Honestly, one of my favorite wings. And it's I go to a lot of places and order wings, and that was – they're definitely one of my favorites. But, yeah, I mean, my opinion is I think you could add some frozen stuff and throw it in the – you know, I understand the fresh thing, but when it comes to, like, a bar like that – you know, the random guy that comes in and he's already kind of two sheets to the wind right. And he wants some food and have a beer, like you're probably, you know, having mozzarella sticks available or, you know, the random easy fried food you can just throw in a fryer, right. It would make sense for them to have. So I think that's a miss on their end, but.
Nachos aren't too hard to make.
I mean, right. And they don't have that either, which is kind of silly.
They got
silly.
Fresh hamburger.
Right. Yeah, just use that on the nacho.
You know, but maybe he'll expand. I mean, maybe he's, you know, he had a long road opening that plate, that kitchen as it was.
Go ahead, Matt. Sorry, I know.
Go ahead.
Do we know why he remodeled in the first place? Was there some? Did something happen there?
Yeah, he had. He was telling us that something to do with the roof or something, and it was just a lot of work that had to get done, so he figured he would just redo the whole thing or something like that.
Okay. So he was going to spend X amount of dollars anyway, so why not redo it and just make it right? Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I don't know if I was there when he was telling you guys that or not. Because and Phil went there one day, but you go to the bar more than me.
Okay.
I think in terms of first impression, great place. Show up, enjoy it. They definitely have all the things that you want in a bar. They have shuffleboard, they have darts, they have golden tea.
Jukebox.
They have the jukebox. We all know I love the jukebox. And what else?
That's according to their Facebook, looks like they do have live entertainment on occasion too.
We didn't ask, but we're trying to figure out where they would be able to put it because there's not a lot of room. So
yeah, we asked them a lot of questions.
Pictures or anything. Is there pictures of that?
Is there a wall that has a bunch of pictures on it of people singing of bands?
That might've been their old, thing then, because I don't think
that's that might be these this group playing somewhere else and not that place, and they just happen to have a picture of it.
Okay. That could be the case. I wonder. No, like Matt hasn't been there, so he doesn't understand like the what flying it looks blind, like in maybe. There. But I wonder where they would even put a live band or live music at all, because there's not a whole lot of room in that place.
No, they would have to, definitely move the shuffleboard table up, mm-hmm. and that little corner would be just big enough for maybe a 3-piece, something small.
How big was that band that was playing?
12-piece.
It's just two guys.
There's another band here, and it's they two.
Could figure that out. Yeah, okay. They could figure that out.
Definitely, then. Yeah.
All right.
Because if they put it up by where the jukebox is, they could do it 100%. So
I could go there and play.
Yeah.
Play that same song.
A drink, please.
That would be so funny if you just kept playing the same song over and over again. I'd watch. And I'd be the one saying, play that same song.
And then you'd ask for something that he doesn't have for food.
Like, do you have mozzarella sticks?
No? All right. Well, what about nachos?
No, but we did ask him about the pizza, though. So let's get into that. Because I know I'm jumping all over the place in terms of the outline and everything, but...
I'm not even looking at my outline, so...
I don't even have an outline.
Yeah, sorry. Rough weekend.
Got to use the old one because
I'm going off the old one today. But no, but we did ask him about pizza because I feel like pizza at a bar is pretty simple and pretty
profitable.
And he did say that there's just not enough room in the kitchen to do the pizza. So I'll let you handle it from there.
Oven. Ugh.
Well, there's different ways of doing pizza. They got small pizza ovens and that. And that, you know, that might be a topic that, you know, when we have Phil come in and talk about, you know, because I think that you could probably get something small in just about any kind of place. So we'll have to... touch back on that when we have better knowledge, you know. But I really think that he probably, if he really tried, he could have enough room to put in a small pizza thing that he can make pizzas in. But, you know, it's not my place. So.
Right. Yeah, no. What he said was... He just didn't have room to put a pizza oven.
Right.
Which doesn't make sense to me, because if you're remodeling the whole place anyway, make sure you have room for the pizza oven and make pizza. It doesn't make sense. But
A lot of places do that, though. I mean, a lot of places. He's not a food guy. He's a bar guy. So he figures, well, I'm going to add this much square foot for my kitchen, not realizing how much square foot a fryer takes, how much square foot this takes, that, you know.
But they have those like little pizza things that you can just put on a plate and it just rotates around and it cooks the pizza. Like, you could do things like that even. And you're not getting that much traffic in a place like that to where you couldn't pump out maybe a couple pizzas. If you had two of those little conveyor like spinner things, I don't know. I saw them on Amazon. I want one real bad, but but I feel like you could have a couple of those. And
you don't want it to take too long. You need some type of commercial pizza maker that's going to pump the pizza out in 5 minutes.
I guess I don't know how long those things take.
You don't want to put it in there and have to wait 18 minutes for a pizza. You know, you want to get it out quick, because the quicker you put food out, the more money you make.
Pizza spinner, is it like a microwave thing or?
No, it's basically like an oven that is... I don't know. It's so hard to explain, but
if it's on Amazon, you probably don't want it in a commercial kitchen.
It looks pretty sweet, but like it spins. So you put let's say you just put a frozen pizza on it,
right?
And it spins, and the pizza heats up over top.
So the only thing is if this guy is really trying to keep his menu fresh, would he go with a frozen pizza for that purpose?
Well, no. Yeah. Exactly.
No,
right. Would,
no,
yeah.
You'd have to get a decent oven that you can make fresh pizza. And I'm not sure if his cook even wants to do that.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I mean, his cook isn't like 20 years old. I've seen his cook.
He didn't look young and spry.
Sorry, Matt.
It's all right.
We're out of beer.
Oh.
You can have the rest this of mine. This is
just got really awkward.
You know who doesn't run out of beer? Hilltop Bar. But no, seriously, if you want this, you can have this.
No, I'm good. Appreciate it.
I can pour some of mine in your can if you want.
Just go run across the road real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just touching back to the food thing, I think he does a great job with burgers, wings. The fries were good. Not my cup of tea and fries, but they were good. I don't remember what else. What else was on the menu? Do you have it still up, Matt?
Yes.
7 items. So there was this chicken sandwich.
We have, it says, all burgers are made with Angus beef. The Hilltopper, Angus patty topped with bacon and crumbled blue cheese on a brioche bun. Did I pronounce that right?
Sure.
Brioche?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, all right. Okay. With fries our way, A-R-W-A-Y. Does that mean like their way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You get fries with,
You get fries with everything, basically, is what I think that he was trying to explain to us.
So then we've got a pub burger on a brioche bun with fries our way, add American cheese or Swiss cheese, add bacon. Free-range chicken breasts, dredged in house bread crumbs, grilled, topped with giddy-up sauce on a brioche bun with romaine lettuce, Roma tomatoes, bread and butter pickles with fries our way. A pound of wings with special sauces served with fries our way. You've got a grilled brat with peppers and onions on a brioche bun with fries our way. Hilltop special chili served with oyster crackers and fries with special dust. What's the special dust?
I don't remember the.
It's got to be the seasoning we put on the wings too. But
yeah, it's actually a really good seasoning that they put together. Special dust sounds sketchy though.
I don't know. That's sounds sketchy to me, but
They probably could have said it a different way.
You know, Hilltop seasoning.
Right. Yeah. Our special seasoning.
That's interesting.
Is that the special dust?
You like that?
Oh, we're really learning this thing.
Shoot.
It's great. We touched on the service, the place, you know, we touched on the food. What about the beer selection? What did you think?
I would say it's okay for that bar.
Okay.
I mean, they had, Blue Moon? They had...
they only had 6 taps.
Right. They had Labatt's, Blue Moon, Bud. I can't think of what the other ones were. But, I mean, they had the basics that, average person's wants.
And I'm sure, we talk about taps all the time, right? But I'm sure these bars are using analytics and looking at it and saying, okay, we sell this much of certain things. I just think 6 taps isn't enough, no matter what. You can always add 2 different beers that you switch out all the time. Whether it's an IPA, whether it's a amber, whether, you know, something special that, you know, I'm not sure. I think like 8 taps to 12 taps is good. Now, a place like that is probably 8 would be enough.
8 would be good. Smaller, I mean, he's not going to sell like, Voodoo Warrior.
It's called IPA. Voodoo Ranger, Dad. And it's IPA. Not that bad, actually.
You know, he's not going to sell that there. Maybe a little bit, but, you know, I don't.
Yeah, a place like that, I don't know if he would sell something like that. But you still could probably do more than 8 taps. Or more than 6 taps, I'm sorry. I think 8 would be perfect in a place like that. Because you can put your three for sure domestics you know you sell, and then filter it out from there. And I think that would be fine. But obviously, it's not my bar, so I can't say. But I just think that 8 is a good number in terms of any bar, small town bar, anything. It doesn't matter. We've been in a bar that's only had 2 taps, and the one
you can go back to that.
The one didn't even work. So,
well, you know, give the guy the great guy. He's owned his bar for,
I think he said, he said a long time.
Very long time.
Longer than 10 years.
So he knows his clientele. He knows what he sells. He maybe has tried things and said, you know, this doesn't work for my clientele. And that's why he doesn't have that many.
I thought I saw that in on their sign. It said it was established 1972, 1973.
Very possible. Yeah.
So obviously, I mean, if he's kept it up like that for a while.
I know it's been there. It's been there for a long time.
Good long time.
So the entertainment at Hilltop, we touched on it a little bit earlier, but they do have shuffleboard, they have darts, they have golden tee, and then they have the jukebox. I think that's super important for a place like that because it can get kind of redundant if you're just going there to have a beer, right? Like, you got to have your entertainment too. Seeing the dartboard was actually pretty cool. I'm a big darts guy too. So like seeing that, I didn't know they had that the first time we went. So seeing that this next time we went was kind of nice to, and kind of refreshing. Also, golden tee, you don't see it everywhere anymore either. So I don't know if that's something that might be going away or not, but they have it. So it was pretty cool.
And they have had entertainment in the past from what we researched.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he if he does a good job of putting it out there for people to know about it, or you know,
right. I don't know if it's really promoted enough. Right.
Right.
Now you're not getting a ton of people in that bar anyway, so promoting it might not be his cup of tea anyway. He might just say, "Hey, let's have some live music to just." Right. Have something going on while people are here, right?
Yeah.
But to have the AMI music is good because then you can just put your own music in and not have to worry about it anyway. So.
Right. So one of the things that we always look at in these small bars is the chip clips.
Yep. Chips on clips.
And He's got chips on a clip.
He's got them right on the door, right on his office door leading to the bar.
So chips on clips. You know, that puts a couple more, you know, points towards him. So.
Right. You know, when it's a small town bar thing when you have chips on clips, right? Like, it is such a big deal. And I don't know why it's, for me, it's such a big deal, but it's cool to see because it almost brings nostalgia back of, hey, you know, we have food now, but we still do the chip on clip thing. And I think that's awesome to see. And they're right on his office door, which is right directly from the bar, which is even funnier to see. So it's like all that together is funny. I think in terms of small town bars, this is definitely a go-to place in Shelby Township. There's a lot of other stuff in a lot of small town bars in that area, but I think that one is the aesthetic, the look now, the way he modernized it. And now that he has food, I think that's a very good step in the right direction for Hilltop Bar. I think they did a great job. Also, to touch, I didn't say anything. Tons of TVs in the place too, covered all over.
Yeah, I was impressed by the amount of TVs in there. You know, And again, you know, these are all our opinions, and mm-hmm. we stress that you go and check these places out that we talk about. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not trashing the places. We're not telling you not to go there. You may go there and have even better reviews than we do, but you got to go check these places out because, you know, that's what this show is all about.
100%. 100%. I think that we just try to guide you in the right direction of places that we've seen and that, you know, we think people might like and give you the amenities that they have to hopefully entice you to go see them, right? The only issue right now, and that's going to change from what he was saying, is they were only cash only when we went.
Right.
They didn't take credit cards. So I don't know if his credit card machine was down at the time, but I know he has a credit card machine because I saw it sitting there. So maybe it was just an issue. But it was only cash only when we were there. So that puts a bad taste in some people's mouths when they can't throw a card out there.
He's got an ATM there, though. So
he does, yes. So either way, you can make sure you pay your tab. So, that was Hilltop Bar, and I think it was a great place. So make sure you check it out. Shelby Township, Michigan.
All right. Well, moving on. Let's talk about Jake O'Malley's.
Sounds good. Jake O'Malley's Irish Pub in Washington, Michigan. It's a place that I've been to quite a few times.
I have also.
It has good food, good atmosphere. Yeah. Good food, good atmosphere. Okay.
There's a starting place for everything.
Yeah. So... first impression of the building, it's on a nice corner spot in the plaza it's in, which I think is a good thing for a bar like that because you have windows all the way around the whole bar. I think that's cool.
It's on a main road.
Yeah, it's on a main road, nice neighborhood, everything.
So really, and just from a location standpoint, we're probably... I don't know, 30 minutes south of 69 and maybe 35, 40 minutes north of Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I would say, I'd say pretty location close. Wise. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
It's a pretty nice sized place. I mean, it looks like it holds quite a few people. I know it's packed at St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
Yep, they do a lot of business that day, I'm sure.
So you left it there.
So when you walk into the place, I don't... First thing that comes to my mind is not Irish pub feel, right? So them to say Irish pub, I don't know. Just because you're calling it Jake O'Malley's,
right?
I don't think you can really call it an Irish pub feel.
No, it looks like your typical sports bar kind of place. Yeah, 100%.
Without as many TVs as it should have, but we'll get to that. So, no Irish pub feel. So, if you're driving down the road and you're like, I love an Irish pub, and oh, look, Jake O'Malley's, you're going to walk into that place. You're not going to think it's an Irish pub off the bat.
It's still a super cool place, but it's, you know, don't have that type of expectation.
Right. Don't expect a Irish pub.
Rich mahogany, shelves.
Aesthetically, it is not an Irish pub feel.
The smell of Pine Sol.
But when you go in, it is a...
No, okay.
Hold on. Yeah, let's go back to that for a second.
No, so have you ever been into,
You got to really explain yourself on that one.
So, no. And
it's clean.
A true, authentic Irish pub has, you know, it's like really, really rich, really clean wood smell. I can't help but describe it as like the clean scent of Pine Sol.
I would say a Irish pub smell is
beer.
Like old feel, just...
Oh, well, of course it's going to smell like beer.
And cabbage. beer and cabbage.
Beer, cabbage, and old smell.
But there's something, it has like a clean smell to it.
See, I don't see that. I feel like Irish pubs that I've been into, more of a More of like a musty smell.
Yeah,
it's really.
There's a wood. Opinion. There's a wood.
I understand the wood smell you're talking about.
The wood smell is that the musty smell you're talking is the wood. The wood smell.
Okay, well, we're on the same page, just different words, I guess.
It's, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if I'd say a pine saw, but...
well, you know what? When you get home, sniff some pine saw and see if it's the same smell.
Don't do that. No, don't do that. We're going to find you passed out in the laundry
room. We don't recommend you people at home to go and sniff pine saw.
What happened to Dennis? Hey, he's passed out in the laundry room. Yeah, don't do that. That's a terrible idea.
Okay.
So the first impression of the place... is not what you would expect for an Irish pub. I'll say it that way. But as you're in there, the atmosphere is still cool. It's still a fun place. Right when you walk in, you don't feel like you're out of place. That's for sure. It's a nice bar. The bar is huge. The bar top's huge. There's a lot of table seating. And it's aesthetically pleasing when you walk in.
All right.
I would agree.
The only thing I would say is make it more look like a Irish pub, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they do pretty well, so I
doubt
if they really care about
That's true. Now, one thing that's always catches my eye when I go in there and sit at the bar, whoever owns the place, their love for America is all over the wall. Just proud to be American.
It's great.
You know, Second Amendment rights, stuff like that, which I think's awesome to see. It's just cool.
You don't see that in a lot of bars.
Right, yeah, you don't. You and know. I think it's cool. So that was something that I wanted to point out because every time I walk in, I laugh and look at it. I'm like, that's cool. That's a cool look. I do notice when you walk in, though, too, when you sit at the bar, they have the oldest pop dispenser that you could ever have. They don't use like the gun for dispensing pop.
No.
And I don't know if the bartenders do because I never get like a mixed drink while I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
But they have like an actual pop dispenser and it's like the like older Pepsi signs and stuff are all on like the
like a fountain machine.
It's that type? Yeah, fountain machine, but they're all like old logos and stuff. And it's funny to me. Like it's like
nostalgic.
It's nostalgic. There's no updation. They didn't update it at all. But like it's funny to me to see that because you don't see it everywhere. Usually, places you go to, they just have the gun they use at the bar. So it's funny to me. So that was another thing.
Do they still have the gun? Or
I don't know. I never get mixed drinks. Or pop when I'm there. So I don't really know. But I would imagine they have to have one for mixed drinks. But I don't know.
I'm not really
sure. Can't imagine they're taking a rum and coke over to the fountain machine and putting that in there. But you never know. You never know. So service. And this is something that we hit on with every bar. Service has been hit or miss with this place. And I hate to say it.
We've been there many times. Yeah. And I mean, there's times where we sat and sat.
Yep.
And the waitress was, I mean, the bartender was taking care of the regulars because we've been in there enough to, you know, we're not regulars, but
we've been there enough where we could be one. We've seen
the same people.
Yeah.
And they tend to accumulate at that end of the bar. And
like the fire.
The far end of the bar where the regulars all kind of sit together.
Right.
And, you know, and sometimes it takes a little time for them to come down there. But one of my big peeves is when they come and get your drink and they get, you know, I mean, I've been in there where I've gotten my beer in like a minute.
Right.
And then... I'm like almost done with my beer, and she comes back and asks if I want another one, and has still not asked me if I wanted a menu.
She's like, "This guy just looks like he needs a drink today." And that's a problem, right? We talk about it all the time. It's the first thing you do is ask what you want to drink, right? The next thing you do when you bring the drink back. Is do you want a menu?
Do you want a menu?
Are you guys eating? Are you guys having to eat some food today? Do you want a menu?
Right.
Take a look at a menu.
One of the places I go to, you know, she brings me a beer and She goes, you eating today?
Right.
Just, you know, like that. You
simple.
Know?
Right.
But
simple.
They don't even ask. They don't even ask. They give you a beer and then they walk away.
And I don't want to say this is all the time either, right? Because we've been there where it has been good. But this is based on like the last couple times we've been and it's been like that. Yeah. So
is it, do you see, and I've only been there a couple times, but do you see, is it the same bartender or bartenders that have this issue, or is it just that? Is it hit and miss depending on who's there?
There's a couple bartenders that are there all the time. There's been a couple that were new. I know in my notes I have here that the one time we went there, service was excellent, and it was a bartender we've never seen before. And
haven't seen her since.
And yeah, we were hoping that she was going to stay, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was there and I remember that the same day. Did not see her come back the last few times. Now, I don't go there all the time. Maybe she works a different day. Maybe it's, you know, I don't know. But
this is like, you know, oh, wow, finally turning things around here, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, I guess, but then nothing, you know, is better than the fight that we witnessed.
I was going to get to that next, actually, yeah. So one time we were in there, there was a, and this has nothing to do with the service of, but sort of, and I'll get to that in a second, but.
We put it under entertainment?
we should probably save that one, but no entertainment, but you might get a fight. No, so we'll jump to that, though, and we'll go to entertainment for this next one. But when you, so that time we were there,
yeah.
We had, and this is a brief story, sorry people, but we were eating lunch. Everything actually was fine that day, I think. Mm-hmm. Like service was good, food was great. But not the people sitting behind us. It was a group of older people that were
they were out of town. They were from a different
They were from like the Royal Oak area.
Madison Heights or something like that, yeah. And not saying anything bad about Madison Heights, but we overheard them say where they were from.
Yeah, sure. So they were meeting up. They were high school people that were friends from a long time ago. They were like meeting up with each other. That was the story behind them. They were drinking clearly for a few hours there. The one lady was so obnoxiously loud that it was starting to frustrate all the other people in the whole bar. And me and Dennis were sitting there just kind of minding our own business. Kind of like, this is
outrageous. Wasn't just a loudness, but people were in there with kids. Because it was a family place, too, you know.
Yep.
And she was dropping F-bombs.
Yeah.
Like, they were, like she was invading a country.
And honestly, like that's not even like a joke. Like it was pretty similar to that.
New warfare right there. Can you explain that one just a little bit?
I don't think we should get into that. Let's stay on topic here. But no, it was really obnoxious. She was just over the top, and you could tell she was very intoxicated at the time.
Right.
The one guy sitting at the table was trying to quiet her down. Well, so he says, wasn't really happening. It looked like he was trying to take her home, to be honest with you, but it is what it is. Well, needless to say, one of the moms from the table behind them with all the kids came over to them and asked her to please just quiet down. We have kids over here and you're talking wrong
with front of kids. Significant profanity.
Right. Yep. And the lady just went off on this girl. This it was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Hmm.
At a bar, at least. Like, I've seen some dumb stuff, but this was outrageous. And she went off on these people. Then the manager bartender at the time called the cops and did what she was supposed to do.
Right.
But it was almost too long. Like, she should have done it way sooner, knowing what was going on. And it escalated to that point, and it should have been faster.
I think it was a situation that she has never handled before.
Sure.
She didn't know how to handle it or de-escalate it.
Yeah.
I think she was kind of hoping that it would, you know, because she even went over and asked.
Yeah, she did. She did everything she was supposed to do.
Right. But, yeah, like you said, though, I think it. She did it. It took her too long to do it. And by that time, the lady was even more aggravated because of people coming and saying stuff. And then there was... Yep. Stuff being said back and forth from people at the bar and tables, and it got mm-hmm. into quite a
it got into one of the guys that was sitting with her was mouthing off to one of the guys sitting at the bar. It just turned into more than it should have because it wasn't handled early enough, I guess is the thing. Yeah. Right now for me and Dennis, it was awesome because it was entertainment for us because we just sat back and laughed and said, this is hilarious.
Sure.
Every time we come in here, it's something.
Right.
we get some sort of cool experience, right? So, but with that being said, I'm not taking anything away from Jake O'Malley's because that was like a time that was just crazy that I've never seen happen before. But as a manager, as part of the staff, you would think that if you see something escalating like that, you would handle it sooner, right? And I don't feel like it was handled appropriately at the time.
Yep.
Even the waitress was almost, I think it was like her second day on the job that was handling the table.
She was young. Yeah.
The lady made her start crying because I don't even remember the situation.
That's ridiculous.
But it was her second day waitressing and she was bawling her eyes out at the table. There was people like that were at other tables making sure she was okay because she was crying so bad. It was crazy to watch. That was our fun experience there. That was the fun story we had. Let's double back here. Service. When it comes to being a manager at a bar or a manager in general, I guess, when is it time to step in and say, okay, I need to handle this situation? What do you guys think? Is it the first F-bomb? Is it the let her go for a second? Like, what do you think?
I would think once they get loud and really start dropping F-bombs and stuff and being, you know, just being like really raunchy kind of stuff.
Nuisance. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly,
that's when the manager should go over there and say, listen, you know, I don't care what you say, you know, it's free country, mm-hmm. but you got to just bring it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody doesn't want to hear your conversation.
Right. And I'm pretty positive that's what the manager basically said.
Yeah.
But it apparently made that lady even more mad that somebody came over here and told her she can't talk or something. You know what I mean? It was just crazy. So when it comes to service at that place, it is a situation where it depends on who you get. Whoever's at the bar at the time, whoever's waitressing at the time, maybe whoever's managing at the time. But what I noticed going in there a few times is I don't always see a consistent employment there. So it's not always the same...
Plus, people are moving around.
Thirsty?
Going on here.
So I don't know if the turnover is because they're not training their employees enough or if people are just dealing with too much.
It seems to me like they don't have a system in effect to everybody follows the same because we've seen, you know, people that have worked there for a long time that you see every time we go in there. You know, they're not doing something different than new people we see. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, there isn't like a rule to you do this, and it has a certain amount of time for this to come out. Because, I mean, we've been there where our food came out kind of quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, not quick, but I mean.
That's enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's times where we sat there and drank a beer and a half. To get appetizers.
Right.
So it's it's not a consistent kind of thing. I mean, you know, you might go there in a hurry and not be able to get out in the time frame that you want to.
And I think that's you kind of knocked it on the nose there. Is the consistency there for service isn't what it should be. It should be more consistent, because if you're coming, if let's say you're going on your lunch break and you have an hour lunch break, but you know, okay, I have time for some food and a beer real quick for my lunch. 45 minutes usually is enough time for something like that, right? 15 minutes, get back to work. But I've been there where it isn't the case, and we're there for 2 hours waiting. It's still kind of waiting on our food. It's like,
right.
Now, we don't leave because we're just having a beer or whatever and hanging out, but...
So, question, do they advertise, and just curious, and with what you're saying, do they advertise, like, lunch specials or, you know, something to that avail where it's kind of implied that, hey, get lunch here, we're... Not that we're going to get you in and out quick, but they're advertising that privately.
I don't know.
We're not advertising the get you in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
There are restaurants that actually do that. If it's not, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they do lunch specials necessarily, but I know they do daily specials.
Sure.
So yeah. That could be something that, you know, maybe they keep daily. But they're open at 11 a.m.
Right.
And I think every day. So you got to expect people coming in for lunch if you're going to open at 11 a.m., right? That's my thought is, and if they're not doing lunch specials, they probably should, because that would definitely help.
Well, I've been in there. I was in there at 12:30 one day, and I do have a job, but I drive around a lot, so a lot of times I'll stop in for lunch and stuff. And the bar was packed. The bar top was packed. And maybe a third of the tables. Mm-hmm. There was like one seat, and I sat down in the seat. And the people next to me had to have been owners or somebody affiliated with it. They had their laptops out, and one lady kept going in the back and all this. But they had three bar tops taken up with their stuff. It's like each bar stool, you know, on a busy day like that makes a certain amount of money. Right.
There's a dollar figure tied to it.
So why would you not do that like in the back of the building somewhere and take the prime bar stools and let somebody else sit at them?
Especially during that time of day.
Yeah.
You would think that there will be... If you're talking dinner time, okay, there's probably more people coming in and sitting at a table for dinner time, right? More so than bar. So you can probably take two seats. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But there's definitely enough space for them to sit at their own table and do
something. Any bar that I've seen, like the owners doing stuff, they always go in a booth or somewhere back in the bar.
Which makes sense.
Oh, kind of away from people. I mean,
not out in the middle. Yeah.
I learned a lot about their business sitting there. Because they were not quiet about it.
And that's not good in terms of that. Like, they could have said, oh, yeah, we're going to close the business, blah, blah, blah.
Then, yeah.
Like, you know, you could have heard that, right? Like, that's silly. So that's not a smart spot for a meeting place, I would say. The bar top, not a good meeting spot.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not sure who they were, if they were owners or somebody affiliated with the bar or something. But, yeah, just kind of irritated me because – you know, it just irritated me.
right. But to take up three spots at the bar, you know, maybe it's $50 an hour they make at that bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a lot, but $50 an hour at the bar, you're taking up $150 right there for that hour. That seems silly to me, but.
I did pull up their lunch specials. I did find that.
You did find it?
Okay. Yeah. So everything that I'm seeing, to me, seems it could come out in a reasonable amount of time. So two tacos and taco chips, domestic draft or pop, says soda pop, but two hot dogs and fries, you know, BLT and fries. To me, that's all pretty quick stuff that get on the fryer and get it out there. So that's I would expect. And if people are ordering from this menu prominently during lunchtime, they should be able to get them in and out pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that's fine as long as you get a menu.
Right. If they don't give you a menu, then you have a whole that's problem true. There. But when it comes to... Yeah, I don't know. It's
sounds like it's a bunch of little things.
I don't think you should have fixed. To ask for a menu.
Little things that can... Know. Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to get. When it comes to the menu, I think it should be a... You sit down... Hey, what do you guys want to drink? Boom, get your beers. Here's a menu. Why?
Yeah. Okay, now I'm just curious real quick. Do they advertise anything about online menus, you know, scanning a QR code? Is that why you don't see it? So, or is it just failure to deliver a menu, period?
I don't see something like okay. that. No, all right. There's no like sticker with a QR yeah. code or anything like gotcha. That. Gotcha. No. But that's the thing is with a menu – you at least have a menu for every seat in the house, right? I would right. imagine. So why not just put a menu down at the table and say, if you guys are hungry, here's a menu. Yeah. It doesn't yep. hurt to just put a menu in it.
If you guys are in a hurry.
Or just have them in an upright or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys are in a hurry, hey, we got some specials.
Sure.
Try to push the specials. If I own right. the place, I'd be like, push the specials.
Right.
You know. But, you know. Anyways, they do have... They do have good food.
Yes. Their food is great.
Mm-hmm.
They do have beer.
And liquor. I'm so glad.
They have beer and liquor.
It's not cheap.
It ain't free. That's
no,
for sure.
It ain't
no,
free.
No.
Their food's really good. I've never had a problem with food that I've ate there. Not at all.
No.
They do a mashed potato ball that yep. is incredible.
Awesome.
It's a deep fried mashed potato ball. It's so good.
With the gravy.
That's elite.
They're fried green beans.
The battered green fried, beans.
Battered
yep.
green beans are those really are good. Those are good. Yeah. Their burgers are good. I've had their burgers mm-hmm. before.
Their pickles are really good. I've had those.
Their quesadilla is very well. It is very good too. So their food is definitely great. It just might take you a bit to get it. That's all.
Right. Yeah. So yeah.
It's worth the wait, in my opinion. Like, it's worth sitting there having a couple beers, and if they're taking a long time, then still eating it and not getting mad is worth it because their food is good. With that being said, they don't have – like it's an Irish pub, right? They have Irish food there, but it's almost like their menu's too big, if that makes sense. They have a ton of stuff on their menu, and they don't even really showcase on their menu, at least the menu they give you, what Irish specials are. They just kind of mix it in with everything else.
Yeah.
Which I think
they
if you're an Irish them. Pub and you're going to serve other stuff, put it in an Irish section, right?
Irish fare.
Yeah, yeah. And that's on their online site, it just says our fare, but it's all their food. It's not just their Irish food. So I think showcasing your Irish food in a spot would be smart. On the menu like that. So they do serve Irish food at the Jake O'Malley's Irish Pub. So that's good. Because I think if you have an Irish pub, you better serve Irish food. Right? Like, you can't have an Irish pub.
Oh, I agree.
There's
other,
good, there's good connection.
There's places that sound Irish that don't serve Irish food. So.
No, it's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a review on that place some point.
We will, I'm sure, at some point. But there is places that do that. So good on Jake O'Malley's for staying to that and doing some Irish food like that. I don't think the menu needs to be as big as it is. So.
Okay.
Now you left me in suspense here.
Well, are you looking
this, at this other place that you're referring to?
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm.
So let's switch to the beer and liquor selection too. They have a good beer selection. They have a bunch of taps, bunch of varieties of beer. If you like ambers, lights, darks, doesn't matter. They pretty much have what you need. Their liquor selection is very big as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing there too.
I think that, you know, as a whole, it's a good place to go. Again, we're not trashing a place. These are our opinions. things that, you know, we look at when we go to places. I mean, some people might go there and think, oh, well, I never really thought about that, you know, because they just go there and they don't care, you know. They, you know, right. And this is stuff that we actually really look at when we go to bars. Mm-hmm. So it's stuff that sticks out to us more than it might to other people. So, yeah, again, we're not trashing it. Mm-hmm.
I actually really like the place a lot. I go there
more than I probably should.
It's just there's some things that they definitely, it seems like Matt said earlier, they're all simple fixes to make it a much better bar for people to go and better atmosphere.
It's almost like the owner doesn't care, or they're just doing the fine the way they are, and so they don't you know, feel they have to change it. But I mean, to as far as industry standards, you know, I don't know, you know. But you know, we encourage you know, people to go check these places out, and you know, give us your opinion on them. See, you know, if you think we're right, if we're wrong, or maybe you find something that we missed. You know, let us know. So that's all I gotta say right now.
That's it. That's all you got. Their entertainment at the place is great. They have a lot of things to do at that bar. There's a pool table. Let me get to it. Hold on. I'll pull up my notes. Had it.
Do they have touch tunes?
They have touch tunes. I think it's actually AMI music there. But
okay.
But yeah, they have a jukebox, which is huge. They have a pool table. They have games. I think that, like, they do golden tea. They have, like, a claw machine there, I think, as well. I think they have two golden tea machines, actually. They have a big buck hunter. So there's a lot of things there to do while you're drinking and having fun. And I think that's great for a place like that, because it's one of those – there's not a whole lot in that spot where they are, like down, you know, a couple miles down, there's a bunch of things to go and eat and drink. But in their area, that's kind of the only spot. Mm-hmm. So I can see a neighborhood group of people always meeting up there once a week or whatever to play golden tee or play pool or do things like that.
And they got Keno too.
They have lots of that. Yes. Yep.
We've been to a couple of places that didn't even have Keno.
So, you know what? I just came across this review, and based on you're kind of saying how they had two golden tea machines in there, which isn't something I would expect to find at an Irish pub necessarily. So this review actually summed it up perfectly. It's an American style Irish pub.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and I can see it. Now, yeah.
Well, you should have used that instead of saying, oh, I pulled this up. You should have said, well, I feel that this is an American style Irish.
Oh, well, I'm just giving
credit where it's due. I get it.
Yeah.
The one thing that I did notice when we got our tab the one time is there's a 10% surcharge on the bill.
Was
there?
Yeah.
On that one?
Actually, that's on the menu as well.
I think it's on the menu, so maybe, yeah, it's listed on the menu, and there was a sign. So I've never, it's just one of those, is that necessary? It's like, it was something to do with like food costs, right?
That's what it says. So due to increasing food costs, there will be a 10% surcharge on your bill. Okay. At that point, you get rid of that line and you just fix all the menus accordingly. Just don't
raise everything 10%, right? That's just silly. It's a bad taste in people's mouth when you're like,
well, it's a marketing thing.
Yeah. So then people will leave less for the waitress
if they see that.
Because if they see that.
Yeah. Now, if you're just paying 10% more on your tab, you're going to give the waitress the same tip you would normally, right? Because you're not pissed that you're paying 10% more. Like,
well, then, so I'm curious. So their online menu here, does that mean I have to add 10% to all these, or are these the accurate prices? Are they reflecting it?
It's probably, 10% on the whole bill.
10% extra on the
just
bill.
Just right on the bill. Well, okay.
That would be my guess, I don't remember what the bill was. Next time I go, I'll take a better look. But I remember seeing a surcharge on there. I was like, oh, and then I looked at the menu and saw that, so.
Interesting.
One of the other things that that we had there, or that was going on there, that I didn't like, and this is a huge thing when it comes to a bar. Now, again, it's an Irish pub, right?
Right.
But there's like four or five main TVs right when you're looking at the bar.
Yep.
There was
the ones right above the bar.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. The ones above the bar. But there was no sports on the TV that day. And it was a Saturday. It was during college football.
Okay.
So there,
that's interesting.
You could have put any college football game on any of those TVs.
You're gonna
be
good.
People were watching. But it was like CSI Miami. It's like it was just like a bunch of random stuff on there. And and I thought that was silly. I mean, and again, it's an Irish pub, so you're not going in there to watch your sports games. But some people might want to.
I hate when you go into a bar
and
they have talk shows are on. I mean, at least have a hunting show on or something like that. You know.
So now was that a one time thing or
this has happened multiple times? Okay. There. Yeah, it's not just the one time.
But. Which is fascinating because then it brings up the question. Okay, so what actually is their niche?
I don't know.
You know, what is it? What is that they're going after? It's like the review said that I came up with. That was my review. American style Irish pub, but. Yeah, it's I guess where is what they're trying to I don't know. Is theme the right word? I guess I'm not sure.
I would say identity is
yes, that's
mixed,
it.
Right?
Yep.
It's not a it they have the Irish food, they have the Irish name, but they're trying to do extra stuff to make it
so it's like more American. Let's open an Irish pub and throw as much crap on the wall as we can and see what sticks.
And when you look at the walls, there's a lot of stuff all over the walls. So
right.
It makes sense better.
Right.
But, I mean, I just think going back to the TV situation, you're going to put TVs by a bar. Make sure there's at least sports on it.
Right.
Because nobody's sitting there watching the
QVC.
Yeah, QVC or the talk show that's on TV during the day. Like, put golf on. Like at the very mm-hmm. least, just put something on TV.
Or
that's
just Sports Center.
Right.
Put Sports Center on.
Yeah.
At least they're talking about sports and show highlights, you know.
Right.
Or if you have that, what do they call it?
Pursuit Channel is good. Or the
Chive TV.
Yeah. Something
that's
like
a,
that.
That's a cool thing where it's just random videos of people doing random stuff. That's entertaining at least.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be sports, but if you do that, one should be the Chive TV, and then put three different sports on your 14. Like,
yep.
That's the one thing that drives me crazy when I go to a bar and you don't put sports games on the TV, knowing that there's sports on. Especially on a Saturday during a college football season. That makes no sense.
I agree 100%.
Men's beach volleyball is okay as opposed to the talk show that's on. It doesn't matter, just something different. So I digress. Sorry, that's on tangent.
No, it's fair. And to me, even walking in there, I mean, it still has a feel to where if you had sports on multiple teams, I mean, it would feel good. It's a place that I would go to watch a game.
We have
for sure.
We've mm-hmm. watched a lot of Michigan games there.
Yeah,
it's and. The only time they really put it on is if somebody says, hey, can you get the Michigan game on? They don't, like, think about it before it comes on. Like, they're not – I guess that brings me to another point is when you are running a bar or managing a bar, it's important – and this is a question. Is it important to know the local sports of what's going on in your area?
Well, so I was actually going to expand that a little further, and it's like – is it their demographic? Is it the people who frequent that bar that prefer these, you know, I don't want to say non-sports, but are they catering to regulars who maybe have this opinion?
They don't have the sound on the TV for
well,
the
that's
talk
true.
Shows.
Well,
though,
yeah.
So
yeah.
That doesn't make any story.
Nope, that makes,
if you,
I see it.
Yeah. If your bar just that's caters true. To regulars, you're only going to make a living. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah.
The whole deal is you want to have sports on and stuff to bring other people in.
Yeah.
People go to other places that are, you know, maybe more busy or stop at the place for the first time.
And I say that from the standpoint because there are bars out there that do just that. They listen heavily to their regulars, and that's what it is. And that's what we've been told, which, again, we'll save that one for a later episode. Mm-hmm. I know you know exactly where I'm talking about, mm-hmm. but just kind of – it begs the question and makes me scratch my head a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
interesting.
It is, and I think that being a manager of a bar – and I'm putting this solely on the manager because the waitresses and bartenders have so much other stuff they got to do. But
I thought you managed a bar. The way you said that. Being a manager
of
a bar.
Being a manager at the bar. No. Being a manager at the bar of my fridge, I guess. That's the only thing I manage. But if you're a manager at a bar, you should know your local sports at least going on.
Yeah.
If you want to have a talk show on one, okay, that's fine. I don't know why you put a talk show on if you can't hear it anyway. It doesn't make sense. But then put a talk show on and then put sports on the other three, right? Don't have it all different talk shows or things that don't make sense.
If you're a manager, whether you like sports or not or whatever.
At least know what's going on.
You got to have an idea. Is the owner or whoever should have a list of what's going on, what needs to be put on daily, at what times, so the manager can come in and put all the channels on that need to get put on for the sports that are going on.
So would you say that's a manager's job or an owner's job?
It's a systems thing. You know, whoever's in charge, I don't know who the owners are, and I don't know if the owners even care.
Right.
About the sports. But it should be the main manager or whoever's managing the bar at the time needs to be in the know of what's going on mm-hmm. sports-wise, what's being played, what's on, you know, golf, what tournaments are on, what, you know, whether they like them or not, they need to research it and see what's on that people are going to come and see.
Yeah, I agree 100%. 100%.
You know, and actually that's something we should put out as a survey just to find out when you're at a bar, do you watch or listen to anything else outside of sports? So quite frankly, when there's a talk show on or something up, how often and what percentage of folks actually pay attention to that?
I usually ask for them to change it.
So do I. Be on the lookout for a survey.
Yeah, we're gonna do that for sure. Where is that going to be? Instagram, Twitter? What do you want to do?
We'll post it somewhere and let everyone know. Still got to figure out how to do it.
You know, perfect.
We're only at episode 4 here.
We're working podcast,
but we're on our way.
Yeah. We're getting there. But yeah, no, that's good. We'll get a survey up and see what you guys say.
So I came up with that on the top of my head. That was unscripted.
That's pretty good.
we're getting good at this, huh?
Tell ya.
So with that being said, we do have a lot of other stuff coming up, like we say all the time. We're going to try and do our episodes, because it could be maybe one day later or whatever. But for the most part, it's going to be the 1st and 15th of every month. Correct, Matt?
It will be the 1st and 15th.
All right. Never mind. Okay.
It'll so be that's the 1st in and 15th. Stone.
I already put it out there.
So it'll be the 1st and 15th on every month. So make sure that... you're listening on the 1st and 15th of every month.
And if it's not out by the 1st or 15th, you can get a hold of Matt at 555.
But we appreciate you guys listening. All the support and things that we've gotten so far has been awesome. And we are ecstatic to do this. And we appreciate it.
Real quick, let me put a quick plug in. We now actually have our Facebook site.
Yes, we do.
You've been saying we have a Facebook site, and we just got it established last week.
So if you've been looking, it's been hiding. But we do have one.
You found it. Yay.
And
congratulations.
And we have a Twitter.
We have a Twitter. We have an X.
Oh, an X, sorry.
We have an X.
Yeah, I forgot to change the name.
All of them are Bar Top Review, the Facebook site. If you want to put it in your address bar, it's www.facebook.com/bartopreview.
I think X sounds better than Twitter anyways.
I think so too.
Why do you want to be on Twitter?
Also, real quick, make sure in your social media post that you hashtag Bar Top Review, because that has only our stuff in it.
Yep.
I don't know if you noticed that.
And remember, when you go to these places that we review, you know, mention Bar Top Review that you heard about the police on Bar Top Review, you know, and just
just give us a plug that
just
you heard,
do it.
Did you hear? We heard about the bar on Bar Top Review.
We have a lot of fun podcast. Doing this.
Yeah, we do. Oh, it's fun. So thank you guys for tuning in. Episode 4. Remember, your beer ain't free. Keep your taps running true. And one day, we might be visiting you.
I drink beer. It ain't free. Mr. Beer, what the hell are you doing to me? My friends are here every night. I don't have a beer with them, it just ain't right. I hope the tap runs true, so I can have one or two. I drink beer, but it ain't free. Mr. Bartender, is clear, got nothing to do. Maybe I'll stay and have another round with you. I pray the tap runs true, so I can have one with you. I drink beer, but it ain't free. The beat.